I'm a criminal appellate lawyer, so why am I at the civil conference here? Well, Dana and I have put together some really interesting facts about en banc review, and to really get the universe of en banc consideration, we looked at both civil and criminal, so I'm here to add some color commentary on interestingly piggybacking off the last presentation on what we can learn for some criminal cases. But the first question in your mind might be, well, en banc, that just doesn't happen that often. Should we really be talking about how to get en banc? And this slide here goes over some of the numbers. And the first here in red suggests that you're right, that in the last 2-3 years, a very small number of petitions for rehearing en banc were actually granted. But if you dig a little bit further, you see that even though there weren't as many granted, lots more petitions for rehearing actually were denied with a poll vote, meaning that some members of the court were interested in that issue and wanted en banc consideration. And then this last line here in red is when a petition for en banc was filed, and the court didn't hear the case en banc, but yet changed its opinion or altered its ruling in another way, which we've sort of titled other means here. So when you add those three categories together, the percentages get a little bit higher as to why it is important to think about en banc review if you get a bad decision from the circuit.